Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Today's John Block commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. If you had any doubt about the growing acceptance of biotech crops, get this. Last year, there was a global increase in plantings of 14% grown by 5 million farmers in 13 countries. And this year, we'll have another increase. For more information, visit the Council website at www.whybiotech.com. Now for today's commentary. We've spent a lot of time and energy on trade disputes with Europe, including hormone beef, biotech crops, but we have a big problem now much closer to home. On January 1, the Mexican government imposed a 20% tax on corn sweetener used in soft drinks. Mexico is our third largest agricultural export market and expected to surpass Canada in a couple years. The Mexican action is costing U.S. corn farmers in two ways: corn that is exported to Mexico to be processed into corn sweetener, and corn that is processed in the United States into corn sweetener before being sent to Mexico. That market is dead. It's a blatant violation of the World Trade Organization trade rules. The tax is clearly discriminatory. The Mexican government wants to get our attention, and they have. They want some action to open the U.S. market to their sugar surplus. The fight is sugar versus corn sweetener. The Mexicans do have a point. If we expect them to use our corn sweetener, we need to provide more access to their sugar in our market. Altogether, we export $7 billion worth of farm products to Mexico, and we buy $5 billion from them. It's a trade surplus for us. The Bush administration needs to hammer out this dispute before the American farmer loses any more. Senator Grassley of Iowa said it best in a speech on the Senate floor. "Mr. President, this is just the sort of beggar-thy-neighbor trade policy of the past that we have worked so hard to overcome." And I say, wouldn't it be a good idea for Mexico to take their surplus sugar and convert it into ethanol? Sugar surplus problem solved. A number of American businesses and political leaders have suggested just such a common-sense solution. So let's get this problem fixed. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.